here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 1st of September, 2009. It was on this day, 1939, that Nazi Germany invaded Poland and World War II began. W.H. Auden wrote a famous poem entitled September 1st, 1939, which began, "I sit in one of the dives on 52nd Street, uncertain and afraid, as the clever hopes expire of a low, dishonest decade. Waves of anger and fear circulate over the bright and darkened lands of the earth, obsessing our private lives. The unmentionable odor of death offends the September night." It became one of Auden's most famous poems, but in later years he rejected it, refused to give permission for it to be in anthologies, and apparently didn't care for the line toward the end of the poem, "We must love one another or die." Sometimes he changed it to "We must love one another and die," or he took out the stanza entirely. And it was on this day, 1773, that 20-year-old Phyllis Wheatley published Poems on Various Subjects, Religious and Moral, in London, the first book of poetry published by an African-American. She'd been born in West Africa, brought over as a slave when she was a young girl, purchased by a family in Boston who taught her to read and write and eventually gave her her freedom. Here's a poem for today by R.T. Smith, entitled In the Night Orchard. I know because Paul has told me 100 times that the deer gliding tonight through tangleweed and trash wood, then bounding across Mount Atlas Road, are after his pears. And who could blame them? On the threshold of autumn, the Asian imports, more amazing than any sekal or indigenous apple, start to ripen. Then a passing crow will peck one open. That's when the whitetails, who bed and gather beyond Matson's pasture, will catch the scent and begin to stir. It's a dry time, and they go slowly mad for sweetness. No fence can stop them. The farmers, like Paul, will admit it starts in hunger, but how suddenly need goes to frenzy and sheer plunder. When the blush gold windfalls are gone and the low boughs are stripped of anything resembling bounty, bucks will rise on their hind legs and clamber up the trunks. Last week, Cecil Emore found one strangled in a fork, his twisted antlers tangled, as if some hunter had hung him there to cure. We all remember what it's like, this driven season, this delirium for something not yet given a name. But the world turns us practical, tames us to yearn for milder pleasures. For Augustine, it was actual pears that brought him out of the shadows and over a wall for Eve, the secret inside what we now say was an apple. Others have given up safety for less, and I wonder, catching an 8-point buck outlined on the ridge amid spruce, if it's this moonstruck nature that renders the ruminants beautiful, or if we stalk them out of envy, not for the grace of their gliding, but for the unadorned instinct that draws them after dark into trespass and the need to ruin the sweetest thing they've ever known. A poem by R.T. Smith, In the Night Orchard, from the collection Brightwood, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.